I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's fair to say that South Koreans could use transparent, stable leadership in this new presidency. Now that the election's over, what are some concerns to be watching for? We'll find out in our first story today. And then, we often use the phrase, pray, give, or go. Well, with summer ministries underway, you might be wondering how you can contribute. We'll get to that in just a few moments, but let's head to Asia to begin. After a decade of political scandal and tension, South Korea recently elected a new president, Moon Jae-in. Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes says it's unclear how the transition will affect relations with other countries, specifically North Korea.
So it's definitely going to be a bit of a cultural change after 10 years of one-party rule, with relations heightened, too, with U.S. relations and even South Korean relations with North Korea, too, at a time when the country that's closest to them has to be especially on guard and mindful of what North Korea is doing.
Fuentes says it'll be especially interesting to see how the transition impacts Christianity in the region.
3 out of 10 South Koreans are Christians, and so I think for South Korea, it's their opportunity to welcome North Koreans with open arms. And for North Korea, it'll be interesting to see how they react to a country that continues to grow and the gospel continues to become, quote unquote, more Western, which is something that they hate, and to see what they instigate under this new president.
Open Doors assists Christians in North Korea by providing relief aid, Bibles, and discipleship materials. Fuentes is asking you to pray the gospel would continue to flourish in South Korea and spread to the North. We've highlighted some key ways that you can get involved at missionnews.org. Next, May is National Foster Care Month. It's a time to highlight what fostering is and how it helps. Bethany Christian Service's Jenny Reister says a lot of parents they work with are dealing with issues that make them unable to care for their kids for a little while.
The goal of foster care is to really work with the parents on those barriers that they have and then hopefully reunite them with their children.
But foster care is usually portrayed showing only the most challenging situations.
The kids have obviously experienced some sort of trauma, which is why they're in foster care in the first place. Being in foster care is a trauma in itself, but most of our kids are just like the kids that go to school with your kids, that are kids in your neighborhood.
Those misconceptions have led to another challenge.
Unfortunately, we have a real shortage of foster families, and so it's not uncommon for our kids, especially the older kids, to end up in residential treatment.
Through loving kids during a traumatic time in their lives, there is an opportunity to share a unique worldview that they may never have been exposed to before.
A lot of times, the kids that we have never experienced church before they lived with their foster family. And they might not have even heard about God until they were in their foster family. So there's definitely an opportunity there, even just demonstrating by how they live what it means to be a Christian.
And then summer is just around the corner, and for many teens, that means it's time to start packing for camp. Thanks to SOAR International, Russia is no exception.
This summer, we have 3 main projects, one in Ryazan, one in Moscow, and one in St. Petersburg. It'll be 4 weeks in the first location, 2 weeks in the second location, and 1 week in the third location.
Although every camp will teach English and use crafts, each has a different purpose. One will focus solely on English, another on the Bible, and the third on discipleship. Still, SOAR International's Joanna Mangione says the message will stay the same.
Building relationships, teaching life skills, teaching English, teaching Bible, and living day in and day out with the youth.
Want to help? There are plenty of ways to pray, volunteer, and even donate to the camps.
When you donate towards summer ministries, it kind of encompasses everything. Not only what we have teams going in for and the materials used in those projects and the traveling and everything that pertains to, but also in the projects that we simply support from a distance. As the church is working hands-on in the camp.
If you want to learn more about how you can get involved, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.